Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I'm so grateful that you've joined us for another cup of encouragement as we share some very specific truths straight out of the scriptures. And today, I want to take you over to one of my favorite passages in all of scripture found in the little book of James in chapter 5, all the way at the end of the book, where the scripture says, "My dear brothers and sisters," James is big on that, "My dear brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back again, you can be sure that the one who brings that person back will save that sinner from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins." Now, this is such an interesting passage, and it's been taken out of context in so many different ways. I believe, without any question, that it speaks first to the fact that we are going to wander. You and I, we are just like the people of Israel. They went for 40 years, and I think we kind of do too. I'm 59 years old, and you know what? I have been a believer for 50 years, and over my 50 years, I've had seasons where I've wandered from the truth. I've had seasons where I've wandered away from Christ and what He wants in my life, and at times I've run away from it. But listen to what the text says, that if that happens, and we wander from the truth, and we're brought back again, and then again, that implies a very powerful statement that because you've wandered away, you can come back. You can always come back. The Father will always welcome us back. You can be sure, the text says, that the one who brings that person back will save that sinner from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. And the question would be, does that mean when we wander away, we've lost our salvation? And the answer is no, absolutely not. The scriptures are clear that we're not losing our salvation. What we're losing is the benefit and the joy, the hope, and all of the benefit of walking in the abundance and the wonderful life of following Jesus. And so maybe you're one of those folks that are in a season right now that you have wandered and you've kind of gotten, like pilots would say, off the beam. You know, pilots, especially when they had to fly without computers, they talked about living on the beam. And the beam was the direction that went from point A to point B. And they constantly had to course correct to get back on the beam. Well, our Christian life oftentimes wanders away from the beam, and we need to course correct to come back in. And the encouragement is that there will be believers that God uses that you may not even know that will help you find your way back to the path and to the beam that God has for your life. And when that happens, when the text is talking about it's going to keep us from sinners being dead and will bring back forgiveness of many sins, I want you to remember that death in this context is living without God. It is living apart from God. When we wander away, we're making a conscious choice to walk away from the things of God. And when we come back in, He both welcomes us and forgives us. My friend, today, if you've wandered, there's no time like right now to return. If you know somebody who's wandered, this is a great time to share this podcast. Maybe it's a time for you to say, listen, you can come back. And you know, for some folks, it's about coming back to church. But for most folks, it's about coming back to faith. It's about coming back to the recognition that God loves you and there's nothing you can do to make God not love you. So my friend, if you know somebody or if you are in a season of wandering, come back to the beam today because the Father will welcome you and He will allow the forgiveness of many sins. I know there are a lot of wanderers, but you don't have to be that. Come on back home and let Him join you on the beam so that you might receive the right peace and the right power and the right direction, all that God has for you, and He has it in store for your benefit and His glory. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and I'm so grateful that you'll share these with folks that are in need. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.